It's a Friday, and that means we have the chance to visit with Ben Fredrickson of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. As always, it's brought to you by Blue Tail Medical Group, and there's a lot of Cardinal baseball to get into. Matter of fact, that's what we're going to focus on in this visit, as we do with Ben every Friday. And Ben, good morning to you. Amazing right now what's happening with the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah, happy Friday, Dan. Pretty, I feel like amazing, incredible, unbelievable. The words are running out, but the team just keeps winning. And it's hard to wrap your brain around. You know, we've seen parts of this team that have been so good all throughout the season, and we've always kind of wondered, well, what would happen if they all came together at once? And now we're seeing it. You know, they're playing the best defense in baseball. That's been there. They're throwing in guys who have now figured out to throw strikes a lot and let the defense ride. And then this offense has come alive, and it's home runs, it's stolen bases and small ball. It's just a little bit of everything. And that game, you know, that they won against the Brewers on Thursday is exactly kind of the microcosm of what this run is. No matter what the numbers say or what their projections say or how far out of it they look, they think they can catch up a groove and go. And I don't have the numbers in front of me, man, but I can't imagine there have been too many teams that have given up a grand slam in the first inning and come back to win a game. That doesn't happen very often. Neither does that many wins in a row.
I was going to say, when you win 11 in a row, though, that probably changes the mindset and how you feel, and that the fact is you feel that you can win every game, and that's what this team is doing. So they'll go into Wrigley today with a chance to make it 13 and then 14 straight. As you look at this season, people ask me, how does this happen? How did it happen? What's your answer to that question?
Well, I think they did a good job of a few things. One, they got a little bit, they got better at their weaknesses. I mean, we saw a team that was capable of playing like this before Jack Flaherty got hurt. And then it seemed like after that injury, the bottom just dropped out and they weren't throwing strikes. And they, you know, they just looked like they were kind of searching. And they credit to the front office for finding some arms, you know, later than a lot of people would have hoped, later than I would have hoped, but they found them and they worked. And a lot of these additions that everybody was kind of rolling their eyes about have been huge. I mean, Lester, Happ, the guys in the bullpen, McFarland, Garcia, and then the kind of culmination of the offensive turnaround where they started being a more dynamic offense and they started doing some of the small things. I think they got better on the fly at situational hitting when we saw that. And then you cannot deny just the star power of Nolan Arenado and Paul Goldschmidt coming online at the same time. Schilt puts Tyler O'Neill at the three spot and he takes off. You get a star turn from O'Neill. You get some really scrappy play from Edmundo Sosa, who I think has been a literal spark for these guys. And you just kind of watch it all come together. And the other thing that helped and encouraged this kind of, hey, why not us mentality was the fact the National League is just cratered. I mean, when you look at the other teams other than the Dodgers and the Giants, all these other teams, while the Cardinals were kind of hovering, searching, scrappling, and here in St. Louis, it felt miserable because, you know, folks are not used to 500 level baseball here and they shouldn't be. But elsewhere, teams were not even able to do that. The amount of teams that have losing records over the past month and a half, you know, the Reds, the Padres, they've just all been falling apart for various reasons. Their offense went away. They stopped hitting. They got injured and didn't recover. And it's like the Cardinals just kept their head above water. And then all of a sudden, they clicked. And that's what they've done. They've buried everyone in a span of 15 games.
In terms of the defense, I think this is the best defensive club right now in Major League Baseball, and that's why they're doing what they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, that's been true all season, right? I mean, as soon as they got their outfield they wanted with O'Neill and Bader, the defense has been rock solid. And that's why it's been so frustrating when they were worst in the league at first pitch strike percentage, and you had John Gant walking everybody, and you had guys who just simply weren't throwing strikes. Because it's one thing to, we all know it's bad to walk people. It's, you know, you don't have to be Bill James to know that, right? But for this team to walk people and not give that defense a chance to make outs, it's brutal, because this team's really good. If you keep the ball in the stadium, they got a good chance of turning it into an out, whether they have to crawl over a tarp or slam into a wall or turn a double play with three Gold Glovers. I mean, you can think about these games that they've been winning, and every game it seems like there's a defensive gem that jumps out at least one. and it's not always the same guy. And it does seem to me almost kind of like it's competitive, but it's contagious. You know, it seems like every guy feels like if a ball's hit the direction, they're just going to make the play. And we've seen how that can be the opposite with teams that don't feel confident about their defense, and it works the other way. I like what John Lester said. I recently asked him, I said, hey, how do you compare the team you play for now compared to the one you joined at the trade deadline? It's the same, mostly the same guys. You guys look totally different. And he talked about confidence. I mean, it's a real thing in the game. And when you get it going, you make plays that maybe you shouldn't make, but then everybody else starts doing it. And then all of a sudden it's just a contagious confidence kind of thing. And they've clearly got that going on right now. That's a really good Brewers team that they made look bad, and the Brewers are not playing well, but the Cardinals are having a lot to do with that too.
Absolutely. Adam Wainwright gets strikeout number 2,000 yesterday. He and Bob Gibson, the only two that have ever done that in Cardinals history, and obviously a very significant milestone for Waino.
Pretty good company, right?
And absolutely.
Fitting that it came on a curveball. And fitting that it came in a game maybe where he wasn't, you know, he'll tell you he wasn't at his best. And look at what the team does for him. I tell you what, I know the Dodgers are lining up Max Scherzer for the wild card game if they get there, and they should. And you know the Cardinals now, with the benefit of a cushion a little bit, can do the same with Adam Wainwright. Whether he pitches well or not, Dan, we've seen it over the past two seasons. They are a different team when he starts. And usually it's because the past two seasons, because he's been really, really, really good, one of the best in baseball as a starter. But even in the rare times where he gets roughed up or gets bounced earlier, he has to get pulled for a pinch hitter because he gave up a grand slam in the first, it's almost like they take it personally to go out and scratch and claw and go, you know, leave it all out there for him. And you see that. You saw it again in Milwaukee. So I don't know that any team wants to see these guys in a one game play in. You know, surely the Dodgers and other, and even the Giants feel like they'd like their chances in a series, but one game against these guys, no thanks, especially when they've got a guy who spent the past two seasons pitching as well as anybody in the game as a starter, and Adam Wainwright on the mound. And the more they win, the more cushion they're going to have on that second wild card. They can have this thing wrapped up pretty soon, Dan. It's almost there already. And if they can keep this thing going in Chicago, then they're going to get to pitch whoever they want in that game.
Can you imagine winning two today and you set the all-time record, 14 straight wins by the Cardinals would be the all-time record. They got a chance to do it today.
Yeah, and they've never done something like this in September. And think about that, with all the comebacks that have happened and all the teams that have gone from looking like they're out to being incredible for this organization. Pretty amazing run that they're on, man. And like you say, you never know what's going to happen, and you've never seen it all. And this is going to count for that. And it's bizarre. It truly is bizarre. I think it's a true testament to the guys that are pulling it off. And it's some shrewd moves by the front office that weren't celebrated at the time. And you know, we're going to see how this season is ultimately judged in the end. But one thing this has done is it has ignited September in St. Louis, and that's how it should be, man. I mean, this is how it's supposed to feel. Every game you got to watch, everybody's talking about it. There's a buzz. The air is cooling off. The leaves are starting to turn, and postseason baseball's right there. And that's what Cardinals baseball is supposed to be about. And this team has rescued that, and they're playing like a team that might do a little more than that too.
Again, we're brought to you by Blue Tail Medical Group. Find out more at bluetailmedicalgroup.com. Doctors Bays, Crane, and Wolf can help you stay in the game prior to surgery. Located in Chesterfield, Missouri, the top doctors in the world are coming to Chesterfield to visit with Blue Tail Medical Group. What are you expecting out of Jack Flaherty today? And then let's just assume that they are the second wild card. What's his role?
I think you use him as just a complete X factor, man. As long as he feels good, I'm expecting him to be sharp. I don't think they'd be putting him out there if they don't expect him to pitch well. But I think that you don't put any expectations on him. You don't put any role on him. You just let other teams ask that exact question that you just did, Dan. You want, you know, the Craig Councils, you want the Dave Roberts to be sitting there going, where are they going to use Flaherty? When's he going to get up? When could we see him? Having Flaherty as your kind of hidden trick, that's a dangerous thing for a team. Kind of Dakota Hudson in the same category. Use him however you want. And they're up for that. They just want to be a part of the picture. And I think they're both willing to do that. So hell, use them as the opener, use them as a reliever, use them as a guy. If a starter gets derailed, plunk him in there and let him see how deep he can go. I mean, use him whatever way you think gives you the best chance to win. You don't have to worry about the roles or who it upsets. And you don't have to worry about, you know, if you don't use him in a spot, who covers that spot, because they've been rolling without him because of the injury. So I think you just use it as your ultimate X factor type pitcher. And it's a rare thing to have at this time of the year.
Do they get to 14? What do you think going into the doubleheader today?
Man, I mean, you'd be crazy to say no. I mean, God, if they can do what they did against the Brewers yesterday, then why not? I mean, the Cubs would love, of course, to play spoiler. And it's hard to win a doubleheader, but at this point, you got to see them lose before you say they're going to. you would be crazy to not bet against them, because they're firing on every single cylinder. You know, when they don't hit home runs, they create runs by stealing. When a starter doesn't pitch well, the bullpen, you know, puts things down and the offense goes and carries them. They're just in a zone right now, and you saw, you know, how frazzling they can be. I mean, how many shots did we see of Craig Counsell looking like someone had told him his car had been stolen during that series in the dugout, right? I mean, if they can do that to the Brewers, who are rightfully going to win this division by just dominating all season, then heck yeah, they can do that to the Cubs.
In terms of, if you're the front office, you're John Mozeliak, you're Michael Gersh, Moises Rodriguez, and you're watching this all unfold, how you feeling this after, how you feeling like after the game yesterday, going into this afternoon, this morning? You've added Wade LeBlanc, TJ McFarlane, Luis Garcia, Jay Happ, and John Lester, and they all worked. How you feeling today?
Well, you're feeling like you want to call up the Ben Fredricksons of the world. And tell
that's where I was going.
But here's the deal. I mean, yeah, they made some really shrewd moves, but you know, no one can sit there and say that this team didn't need help before it got help. Now it's going to work out, at least to get them in the playoffs, and we'll see what happens there. But you know, they could have, are we not learning too, that this team could and should have been, you know, potentially competing for the division if they address some of those needs sooner. I think both things can be true.
Yeah, but hold on. If you go ahead and address those needs in the end of May or June, the asking price is enormous for certain players. And a lot of teams still feel, hey, we might still be in it. So the marketplace is just not the same as when you get to the trade deadline.
Well, yeah, but the asking price for John Lester and Happ were not going to be outrageous ever.
I'm not saying they are, but they might have been more than what you got
entering the season. I think two things can be true. They waited, and it got pretty bad. They made good recoveries, and it worked out great. And it played right into their hands, because the National League is just, you know, decayed on itself. Now, if the Padres would not have fallen apart, then we would be talking about, man, those moves worked, but it was too late. They couldn't catch them. It did work out, you know, and ultimately all that matters is where you are in the end. So we still don't know where these guys are going to be in the end, but we know it's going to be a lot prettier of a picture based off of what they're doing right now. So yeah, I give those guys credit for going out and getting guys that, you know, if you go look for John Lester's name on Twitter, when that move was made, then it was like, oh, you know, nobody wanted this guy and cast off, and what's the even point? Get the young guys up. And, you know, and the Cardinals said, okay, these guys are affordable. We can get them. We can see what they have left. They can be better than what they had. And they were. And that speaks to smart scouting. Also speaks to how bad the situation has gotten when they went and got them. But man, if this team plays, deep into October, then all of the critical things that were said are going to have to be viewed differently. If they get to the wild card and they don't win, then I think it's a super fun September and much better than what it could have been. But also still, I don't think the Cardinals, and I think one thing we can all agree on, the Cardinals aren't going to feel awesome about a wild card loss, no matter how it got there. So it's just a point of how you want to view it, and where do you decide to draw the conclusion of when do you view it. But I think we got to get to the end of the season. It's certainly certainly way more optimistic and way more fun now than it was about, 2 months ago.
I'll wrap it up with this. Who do you want to face if you're the Cardinals? Do you want to see the Giants? Do you want to see the Dodgers? I can tell you this, they don't want to see the Cardinals the way that they're playing currently. So if you're the Cardinals and you got one game in and it's winner take all, even if it's Max Scherzer, who do you want to face?
Yeah, I think you'd rather face the Giants in a series because you got a better chance of beating them. They've beaten the Giants in the regular season series. What you want to avoid, though, is one game against Scherzer because he just eats them up. I mean, he's given up, one run against them in two games this season, right? And that doesn't include just the annual beatdown that he puts on him at spring training. I like the Cardinals' chances against anybody with Wainwright on the mound and how they play behind him. But if there's one pitcher that you can name today in 2021 that you wouldn't want this team to face in a one-game scenario, it's Max Scherzer. Now, that might be exactly what they wind up having to do. And, hell, if they win 14 games in a row, then who's saying they can't jump on Max Scherzer and give him a Clayton Kershaw moment? Maybe they can. But you'd much rather see Clayton Kershaw in that game than Max Scherzer, I think, if you're the Cardinals. So I still think you gotta want what would lead to the deepest run, right? And I think that would be the Giants in the DS, which means that you'd have to try to take down the Dodgers in game one. But, hope that race gets super close and maybe something changes where it's not Scherzer on the mound. I think that's the best possible outcome if you're going to try to predict it.
Should be fun today. Cardinals at Wrigley, 1-4. It's a doubleheader, and we'll see the return of Jack Flaherty. We always visit with Ben Fredrickson on Friday mornings here on Scoops with DannyMac.com. Ben, as always, great to catch up with you, and we'll talk next week.
Sounds good, brother. Talk to you soon.
That's Ben Fredrickson. We're brought to you by Blue Tail Medical Group.